smoker. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Henin, the birthday boy today. Happy birthday, Scott.
Well, thank you very much. If I first wondered, what the heck is this song? We're not. Where's the What's on Your Mind theme here for crying out loud? And it all clicked, I guess, when you hit 49,
although,
that happens. So you don't.
Yeah, although, when I read the email, really, 49? Really? Really, 49?
49, yeah, you don't buy it or what?
No, I don't.
You think I'm fibbing or what?
Yeah. Is that 49
whenever
again?
You see a 9 on the end, you think that's a...
Well, I'm just asking, is it 49 again?
It's not 49 again, it's the first
okay.
49. This is
all
it.
Right.
I'm not one of those kind of guys that, you know, laments the passing of another year and wants to, you know, have be 39 forever or 49 forever.
It just doesn't really bother me.
It's like a famous car salesman up in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, once told me. Red River Ford. I'm trying to remember the dear
Curtis
soul's
Berg.
Name. Curtis Berg. There you go.
Curtis Berg.
Famous legendary guy. I was buying a car there one time and looking at the mileage and the thing, and he said, you know, all that is how many times the wheels have gone around. Means nothing. Means nothing. So I kind of feel the same way about being
Curtis was quite the guy. And for those that don't know, when he passed away, it was like that story earlier this summer where the car dealership had had all these quantities of cars that were left over. Curtis had a car from every year and every type. It was amazing when you walked through out at his farm after he had passed away. And, wow, you didn't even know what was there. It was pretty amazing.
There you go.
Curtis Brown.
All right. Today's program, by the way, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. And we thank the North Dakota Farm Bureau for their support and their sponsorship today on the program. We need to apologize, Steve, I think, to our listeners and really have a little bit of a mea culpa today on the program. And maybe they want to take us to the woodshed, and I hope they do, because we honestly on this program want to be held to account and welcome, you know, a differing opinion. And I guess I missed it. I didn't hear you talking about it, so you missed it. But in reading a number of newspapers around the state this morning, Heidi Heitkamp, the senator from North Dakota, who, by the way, has been invited repeatedly to be on this program and refuses. So just so you know, listeners, she's not real fond of doing what Senator John Hovind and Congressman Kevin Cramer and Governor Jack Dalrymple do on a regular basis, and that's come on the program and take your calls. So we're left with having to read the letters to the editor that she's put in papers and share her viewpoints there and allow you to respond to them. And according to a opinion piece she's put out, 16 days of sheer horror happened right underneath our noses, Stephen. We didn't even know it. The impacts from the government... shut down, slow down, whatever you call it. I don't know how you call it a shutdown when less than 20% of the government shut down, but whatever.
Well, you know, and then on top of it now, they want to strike the word unnecessary workers out of the budget or out of the vocabulary because it's hurting their feelings.
They want to make everybody essential?
Yeah,
everybody's
those
essential?
Those who were deemed unessential, their feelings are getting hurt. So yeah. They want to strike that.
I think the word non-essential
language.
Is the one they want to get rid of, right?
Yeah.
Non-essential.
Yeah, the non-essential. You're,
very hurtful.
That hurt my feelings, too.
But here's, in all seriousness, folks, please call this program if you are in one of these categories, because as I read this, there obviously were a lot more devastating impacts than we were aware of. And in all seriousness, well, I am being a little humorous here because I don't agree with his assessment. Maybe we did miss it. So if we did... don't be afraid to share your story. Here's what she says. For 16 days, the government shutdown across North Dakota had impacts that were very real and very damaging. Therefore, if you're in that camp, please share with us your story. She gave a few examples. Native families left hungry and without housing they desperately need. Farmers unable to get crucial support from farm programs. Our small business owners and families across North Dakota are now in serious jeopardy. So if you're in one of those camps or any other, let us know. Do you agree with that assessment? And please share your shutdown story here so Steve and I can be schooled up, because we missed it. We were on the air every day throughout that entire shutdown, talking about it, taking calls.
I want to know if we had a business shutdown because of it. Did we lose any business here in North Dakota?
South Dakota,
Montana, Minnesota?
We must have. That's what she says. We were in serious jeopardy. Serious jeopardy.
Now, I will say on the agriculture side, because of that catastrophic storm for a lot of producers, that complicated things a great deal as far as the reporting and getting some of the help that some of the...
I think that's fair. I think, you know, some people that might have been in the middle of a USDA loan, you know, remember the woman that was mentioned by President Obama from Minot that we invited on the program?
We should call her back and ask her if she got her house now.
Well, remember, she had till the end of October on the offer, so I would assume everything's hunky-dory.
Okay.
But again, so was that you know, inconvenient? Did it disrupt the process? Yes. But I don't read it this way. I mean, we have, her words, very real and very damaging consequences, the impact to North Dakota. Again, hungry Native families, farmers unable to get crucial support, small business owners in serious jeopardy. And please share those stories with us today. If you know of somebody in that category, if you were in that category, or whether if you believe this is total bunk and this is just political theater and she's walking in lockstep with President Obama and Senator Harry Reid, which is it? You tell us. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Fred in Minot here. Let's go to Fred, shall we? Before we throw out any more stories. Fred, Minot, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a brother who was in Korea. He was in most of the war of Korea. And when he got out, he joined civil service, and he put 34 years in civil service, the federal government civil service. And he told me before he died about 6 months ago. He was 82. He said, we were taking a vow never to strike against the federal government. And I believe him. I believe what he said. I'm just saying, I don't want to bring up the dead or anything, but that's what I know. I knew my brother. I'm 72 and he was 82. But he understood what was going on and he predicted a lot to me.
Very interesting. And
with wisdom.
And proud of his civil service, it sounds.
He was very proud of it. He spent 30 years in Fortuna, Air Force Base, a water treatment plant. And he was on Minot Air Force Base for 4 years. He was in Alaska for 5 years at water treatment plant. But he worked for the federal government, and he never vowed against them. He made that vow, told me. When he first went into the Air Force, that was in 52 during Korea. That was a police action. That wasn't a war. That was a police action. The Korean conflict. I just say I don't want to bring that up, but I'm just saying that a lot of people thought that was a war, but it was a war, but it was actually a police action.
Very interesting, Fred, appreciate your call. Anything else you want to share today?
No, that's all. I don't want to really take up too much of the time. I really appreciate you guys answering the phone.
It's your time, Fred. Thank you very much for the phone call. You know, one of the other things I'm following, too, another tragedy with another school shooting in another gun-free zone. This time it was in Nevada. Police say a student killed staffer, a math teacher.
I'm thinking gun-free zones aren't very safe.
They're not very safe. And this was a math teacher that now he's being touted as a hero as we get more of this information out. Took a bullet for his students. And have you heard any of the interviews? They've been talking to some of the students. And as these stories come out, the guy's a hero. He's being touted as a hero, and I think it's deserved. But it goes back to another situation where it's a gun-free zone and nobody's in a position to eliminate the shooter.
Yeah, the other story there, I thought, and that broke yesterday when we were on the air, the law enforcement didn't even get there. You know, didn't even arrive in time to respond. So tragic. Cliff, down in South Dakota, let's get you in here quickly before the break. Go ahead, Cliff.
Hey, good morning, guys. Say, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Is Byron Dorgan writing Heidi's letters? Because she sounds the exact same as Byron. And Byron seemed to always know what the problems were. And it got him reelected constantly. But I don't know what he really did. You know, other than spend a lot of money. But, you know, I know Heidi's upset about what it costs, what the shutdown costs per day. What do we pay in interest on the deficit or on the debt every single day?
I thought that same thing, you know, when we throw around these numbers about the impacts. I mean, the numbers we ought to be outraged is about what we're spending. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break, Cliff. If you stay tuned, we'll try and dig up some numbers here. Stay tuned, folks.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to get to our Facebook or our Twitter, go to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. It'll take you everywhere you need to be. Also coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've got Governor Jack Dalrymple. We're going to talk a little bit about the Tesoro oil spill near Tioga, what he's hearing about, how bad it was, the cleanup, and you know, is it time to maybe change the regulation side of things in North Dakota, or at least the oversight? We'll get the governor's opinion on that coming up a little bit later. Also, Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and Eric Dilley, co-chair of the Flaring Task Force. We'll find out about some of the flaring initiatives that are taking place here in North Dakota as well. Back to your phone calls in just a few moments. Scott, one of the things I looked at when I was looking at Senator Heitkamp's piece on the 16 days that we languished here in North Dakota under the slowdown and all the damage that it caused, you know, what were some of those numbers? You know, when you started looking at the numbers?
Cliff asked that question, and I mean, you know, again, the number she used in her piece was that it cost $160 million per day, the impacts of the shutdown. According to, she says, Standard & Poor's, $24 billion out of the economy. I think Cliff's point was, well, you know, I think his question was, what's the daily interest on the debt? Well, it's $1.3 billion, right? So, rather than focus on the 16 days that were designed to wake, in my view, we need some disruption. We need some folks that are willing to break China to say, wake up. We can't continue to spend this level and at this level of debt for our kids and grandkids, this fiscal insanity, and not have a train wreck. And so, the idea was to try and, you know, take something very sacrosanct and sacred to the Democrats, government, and say, we're going to pause it while we get you to sit down at the table. Well, they wouldn't sit down at the table. And now they're supposedly doing that, and maybe they'll deal with these. But I'm with Cliff. At $1.3 billion a day, daily interest on the national debt, that's the real problem. Spending's the real problem. The status quo is the real problem. Those are the numbers we had to worry about. I agree with him. Kurt, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Kurt.
Yeah, one of those people I get tired of everybody always kicking the government. I was in a cafe in Matadan yesterday, and let's get back to what you said about there is no impact. I can automatically assume that if you mention Heitkamp's name, you're going to oppose it. That should embarrass you a little bit as a program. Let's move to the facts. I can't imagine you have a personal relationship with Heidi Heitkamp or John Hoeven. What do you care? Why are you so in love with the insurance companies? Gee, give me a break. Now let's get back to the government shutdown. I've got a relative right down here on the border that lost 1,000 head of cattle. Who do you think's going to be there to help him out?
Well, and that's the that's the caveat on the government side. Now, the slowdown is complicating that.
My relative is the same fool that goes around and screaming like Ted Cruz that the government is no good, but he's the first one to ask for a check. Every once in a while on this program, I would like some moderation about some facts on both sides of the aisle. If you think Ted Cruz is good for North Dakota, I can't believe it. And the other last...
Well, I think the vast... Hey, Kurt, just one quick thing.
Here's a fact, and then I'll listen to you guys. North Dakota and South Dakota and Montana are the largest receivers of the federal government's largesse. And have been for decades. I'd like to take all the U.S. government spending out of this state and see what you guys think.
But who's advocating that, Kurt? Again, I mean, the question is, what we're saying, can government do with less? Do you like a $17 trillion debt? Well, Kurt hung up. I love folks that love to just say what they want to say. And look, welcome your opinions here. We're trying to say, and let's go to the relative of yours that lost 1,000 head of cattle. Because of the 16-day shutdown, you know, this is, I assume, what Senator Heitkamp is talking about when she talks about, here's the exact quote from the piece, for 16 days, farmers throughout our state were unable to get crucial support from farm programs because the shuttered Department of Agriculture couldn't respond to their requests. Okay, to your relative that lost 1,000 head of cattle. That was essentially a delay in the reporting, right? Because of the indemnification program on cattle. So, in other words, for those 16 days, there was some disruption in how they reported those losses. Okay, once the government started back up, what's lost? That's what I'm trying to find. In other words, yes, there were some disruptions. But what ultimately, in the end, did somebody seek that they didn't get because of the 16-day shutdown? Do you know, Steve?
No, absolutely not. And like I said, going back to Heidi's piece, the senator's piece was, that was the only caveat in it, as I read this piece, was that it complicated things for the producers out there. Now, if you talk to the producers, the only thing the producers ever want are the safety nets. This would be a safety net. This is part of a farm bill that would be a safety net. They want an open market, a free market. You know, I don't know a single farmer or rancher that would like to have the government involved in their business. They would rather not. They'd rather have a free trade, free market, and be able to put their products out there. Now, the reason the government comes in is to try to keep the prices down and prevent some of that free trade and that open market. That's where the government comes in and takes a place.
Here's some opinion from Montana that called in during the break.
Morning, Scott, Steve. Listen, I guess this show is where Heidi's stepping over now as one of Obama's cronies. This couldn't be more blatant to show that she's now pulled that position as just another Obama crony. I listened that they were going to go after Ted Cruz for the shutdown and hold him responsible. Well, we should go after the Democrats and hold them responsible for all the money lost and all the lies and lives and every other thing, if they're going to go that road. We should be holding them responsible anyway. But I'm really disappointed in Heidi Heitkamp. Have a good day.
Going back to Kurt's point, too, earlier, you know, we've had ample opportunities to invite Senator Heitkamp on the show, and we do that on a weekly basis. And that's your balance. If she chooses not to come on the program, then you can't hold us accountable because that's her failing to contact her constituents.
Jill in Devil's Lake, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Got about a minute before the break here, so let's get you in quickly. Jill, go ahead.
Well, the fact that the Native Americans didn't get fed, I work out at Fort Patton, and I didn't see any of our kids at our school not getting fed. Our school did have a few janitors that weren't allowed to come to work. So the teachers had to pitch in and bag up their own garbage and do a little of the cleaning. But, you know, the kids, the food still came to school. All the kids came clean and dressed well.
So here is the quote from Senator Heitkamp. Native families were left hungry and without housing assistance they desperately need. You're saying you didn't see any of that, Jill?
Nope, didn't hear of it, didn't see it. You know, not that I live right on the reservation, but I work out there every day.
Well, perfect. Thank you for the report. We appreciate it very much. Governor Jack Dalrymple, when we come back, it's What's on Your Mind. We'll return to your calls because we honestly are looking for the impacts if they were there. Tom, are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the window. winter specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, folks, we're back on What's on Your Mind. Scott Hinn and Steve Bakken, and brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Is there a website, your site, your state, rather, your future, your Farm Bureau? And, by the way, if you go to that website, you're going to find out that they have all kinds of wonderful opportunities for their members to save a lot of money, everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. So check it out. North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. All right, Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us momentarily. We have a full bank of calls on the topic that we started last hour on, and Kurt called back. And Kurt, here is my question to you before we go to the governor. That evidently you lost your signal, so you were not able to answer, right?
Correct.
Nobody is saying that the federal government should go away, right? Conservatives aren't saying. They're saying $17 trillion in debt is bad. They're saying that, for instance, the vast majority of North Dakota's Obamacare is bad. So, do you hear anybody saying that we ought, you know, we just should do away with the federal government?
The second one is still out. Yeah, we haven't even seen Obamacare yet. So, I don't know how people can make such a cold judgment. But let's go back to your, nobody in their right mind would like to see that spending. I'm a conservative. I just don't happen to be a Republican. And here's the deal. You never say where the spending comes from. I know Washington, D.C. I know your governor coming up forward, backward, and inside out. And there's only four areas that two-thirds of the government spending belongs to. Can you name the four?
What's your take on that, Kurt?
Can you name the four areas of government where two-thirds of our money are spent?
Yeah, well, obviously the entitlement programs.
Yeah, the entitlements. Let's
name them. I can name them. Social Security, Medicare.
Social Security and Medicaid,
and military.
All right, and we have two air bases in North Dakota. So one of the reasons we have a large share of federal dollars
to spend. Federal budget.
So what would you like to cut out, Kurt?
The discretionary spending that you're talking about doesn't have the scoop to make the kind of difference that you want. There's got to be changes in those four areas, and you don't. You talk about spending. You can't be at war for 13 years and not have problems.
You have a very valid point on that, Kurt. And that is a lot of the problem on the spending, but that's not the only problem.
Kurt, appreciate the call, and happy to continue this conversation when we have more time, but just wanted to make sure you got a chance to get back in since your cell phone coverage dropped. Brad, Grand Forks, Dave and Dickinson, Brian and Jamestown all wanted to weigh in on the shutdown, as well as Mark and Grand Forks. We'll get to you in just a little bit. We want to get an update on the latest on a story that has not only been news in North Dakota, but been news around the country, and that is the oil spill north of Tioga with some 20,000 barrels of oil. Governor Jack Dalrymple had an opportunity to meet with officials from Tesoro recently and press them for some answers on this, and so we invited him to join us today on the program and give us an update and give you, the listeners, an update. Governor, thanks for joining us.
You bet, Scott. Good to be with you.
So, first of all, what did you learn in your sit-down with tesoro officials, and where are we at? What's the latest?
Well, it was a very interesting meeting. I met with a senior vice president of operations with Tesoro, and actually he has an engineering background, so he really knows what he's talking about when it comes to pipelines. You know, they are really very, very, you know, taken aback that, you know, this happened. I think it's as big a shock to them as it is to us in North Dakota. But I told them that, you know, we were not pleased hearing that we did not have real-time pipeline monitoring equipment that's considered the state-of-the-art in that section of the pipe. He explained to me that they were, you know, in the process of installing that type of equipment, but they're actually not required to have that by federal law. And this section of pipe is under the administration of an agency called PHMSA, which is Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration, the federal government. And they actually have different rules for pipeline that does not go through water areas or through communities. I found that very surprising. And I've asked now for PHMSA to come to North Dakota and meet with me. I want to totally understand, like, you know, how they oversee these pipelines. And we've got a decision to make, and that is, you know, are we satisfied with this oversight? There's about 20 other states in the Midwest that do it the same way we do on oil, and that is we rely on the federal government for this oversight. But obviously, after 20,000 barrels have spilled and, you know, really shocked everybody, we got a lot of questions that need to be answered.
If you have a question for the governors concerning the pipeline spill, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Governor, this was an older piece of pipe, and the reports were out that they were in the process of putting the proper monitoring on this, or upgrading the monitoring, at least anyway. When we spoke with the landowner who discovered this, one of the things I found was a little remiss was the fact that there wasn't a set of protocols either by the pipeline company or from the state, as far as I know, that required reporting to the governor's office or the health department or somewhere down the road. You didn't know until the day before the press release came out. I think there's a little there's a gap there if the governor doesn't know.
Yeah, that is a very tough one to explain, and we had a lot of questions about that as well. As it turns out, you know, the response by our state health department was very quick, and they, on review, you know, really did everything properly. PHMSA was notified. The National Response Center was notified. The local disaster emergency people were notified. A lot of people were notified, but what we learned is that a decision is made fairly quickly whether there's any threat to public safety or to water supply. And both Tesoro and our health department agreed that the spill was contained. We would not see petroleum in any water supply. It was not a threat to public safety. And based on that, you know, they leave the notification at that level from that time forward. Of course, the initial estimate on the spill was much smaller. They thought it was 750 to maybe 1,000 barrels and not any threat to public safety. So they went into an extended period of assessing how big the spill was. And when they finally got done with that assessment, that's when the rest of us heard about it.
Governor, when I look at the assessment process, and one thing we do here in North Dakota is we do a very good job of keeping tally on our land. That's our heritage. One of the other sides of that is also keeping the Environmental Protection Agency on the federal level off our backs and off our industry here in North Dakota, and we do a very good job of that because, frankly, we meet a lot of those standards or exceed those standards by which they have criteria. In a case like this, is there something missing in the reporting process that needs to be addressed, though, that the state is more aware or more involved in the process? I look at it more as a way to circumvent the federal government coming in and trying to dictate in our energy sectors, whether it's coal or gas or oil, having a bigger footprint. I mean, I look at this as an opportunity for the EPA to come in and go, you know, you missed something here, so we're going to take over. Is there something else the state needs to do to prevent that?
Well, that's the big question. And I've been talking to our health department and our emergency management people and saying, hey, you know, maybe we need another threshold here on reporting, you know, the volume of oil that comes out of a pipeline. Yes, I understand that the most important thing is figuring out whether there's any threat to public safety or to water supply. But if it's more than a certain number of barrels, maybe Steve Bakken and Jack Dalrymple would just like to at least hear about that. You know, just because, you know, you finally get to a big enough spill that it does seem like it kind of should be just generally known by the public, even if it isn't a threat. So we're talking about a volume threshold where we would require that this become, you know, a public notice just on the basis of the volume.
You know, perspective is always important here, too. And I think that the sheer amount of pipelines and the sheer amount of things that are transported by pipelines without disruption every single day bear mentioning here. I mean, obviously, 20,000 barrels north of Tioga, fortunately, not near any water or anything, so it didn't have that extra detection stuff. You know, is alarming, and obviously you want to get an after-action report and say, how do we prevent this from happening? And maybe, as you say, this question of whether there are pipelines without detection devices under somebody else's purview is something you want to address. My question would be, I mean, pipelines deliver product a lot of miles throughout North Dakota every single day without air, right? Are we missing perspective here, Governor?
Well, I know what you're driving at, Scott, and it's, you know, it's like airline travel or anything else. You do have to look at it in the context of, you know, the millions of barrels of gas and oil that move safely every day. But nevertheless, you know, that's a big spill. And I got to admit, I was very surprised that would happen in North Dakota. And, you know, I think we do need to really understand the monitoring and the oversight system. I'm really looking forward to this meeting with PHMSA. It's their responsibility. You would think they would be pretty shocked, too, when they heard that this happened. They're the ones who set up these protocols and these requirements. Of course, their office was closed at the time.
We only have about 45 seconds left here, but my understanding also is that they had already decided to add detection equipment to this particular pipeline. Is that right?
Yes, there are always like a lot of ironies in these incidents. It seems like afterwards, you know, they were just about to install this remote reading electronic equipment, actually had the equipment purchased. The other great tragedy is that they had actually done a recent inspection of the pipeline with what they call a PIG, which is a device that goes inside the pipeline and looks around. And they had no reason to believe that there was anything wrong. It was just a routine inspection. And they were waiting for the results. And guess what? When the results finally were looked at, there was an indication of a problem.
Governor, thanks for keeping us up to date on this, and we look forward to hearing more about this after your meeting with PHMSA. More of your calls when we come back. It's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Beep. This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do farmers put livestock in harvested fields?
Although it may not look like much, there's a lot of food energy in the corn stalks and small grain stubble and fields after harvest. Corn is king when it comes to food value. I recently read an Ohio State University fact sheet, and it said 1 acre of corn residue can supply enough feed to keep a 1,000-pound cow fed for up to 2 months. And according to NDSU Extension, feeding straw from small grains can be done if the animals receive additional higher-quality feeds. It's a great way for farmers to make better use of everything they grow.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
With Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. We have about 5 minutes in this segment and about five calls. So how about that? You each have less than a minute, but we'll get you all. Well, Steve and I will save our comments and defer to yours. Brian, Jamestown, quickly go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. I kind of took issue with your caller, Kurt. When you listen to this guy, it's either an all-or-nothing approach to the federal government, and he just stated the case that if you don't agree with, not hating the slowdown, all of a sudden we should just take federal money away from all the farmers in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana. That's just a liberal agenda, and I think that guy, he needs to come out of the closet and admit who he really is. And I don't think anybody around here supports that idea.
All right, so you think he was – he did this start by showing his support for Heidi Heitkamp, but then later said he was a conservative, just not a Republican. So you're not buying that, Brian?
I'm not buying it at all. I mean, the guy's just smokescreening. I mean, it's either all or nothing with the federal government. The people can't speak out. You can't say anything. You can't disagree with them. Otherwise, they're going to take this away from you and take that away from you. And he said it. He said, I'd like to see you guys without that federal money. You know, that's the liberal agenda, and that's what makes this country suck, in my opinion.
Brian, thanks for the phone call. Let's get to Dave and Dickinson. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. I've been curious why we haven't heard anything on the corporate media about why Mexico here in the last couple of days ruled out that there's no more GMO food allowed in Mexico. And I wonder why that hasn't been on the national news or anything.
Don't know, Dave. We'll add it to our list, though. Appreciate the call. We're going quickly through these calls. Mark Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, in the beginning of the show, you talked about Heidi Heitkamp's article, and is she marching in lockstep with the Democrats? Of course she is. She got her jackboots on. They're all polished up, but that's half the story. She's also marching in lockstep with the Republican establishment, Boehner and Mitch McConnell. Why? Because they hate the conservative base. We speak the truth. We're rational about the debt. We know that Washington can become Detroit. And then what will happen when we're bankrupt? Then what will happen to the farmers in the upper Midwest? So, yeah, she's got her Heil Hitler going for Obama, just like the Republican establishment. And Ted Cruz was on Rush Limbaugh after his filibuster, said that the Republican establishment do nothing but put on show votes and that they get their constituents as, quote-unquote, gullible rubes. Every time I hear Kramer talk about the 40 votes against Obamacare, I think about him putting on a show vote to come back and tell us what he's doing, which is nothing.
Mark, thanks for the phone call. Let's get to Brad in Grand Forks quickly.
Hey, real quick, Heidi, you talk about it normal and nuts. Heidi's just absolutely gone nuts with this whole opinion piece. It's just ludicrous. But I wanted to mention real quick, your caller, Kurt, he was talking about how his relative lost 1,000 head of cattle and who's going to help him out and all that kind of stuff. I had a friend, I used to work for Dakota Laser Manufacturing by Arvilla, North Dakota, and he had a $750,000 laser, and the laser itself burned out, and it cost him $150,000 to have it repaired. He didn't get any government grant. He had to go to the bank, borrow some money, and replace it and repair it in order to keep his business running. And there was no federal grant. There was no help from nobody. He had to do it on his own. So I'm tired, honestly, of hearing these farmers complain about who's going to help me, who's going to help me, when there are thousands of other businesses in North Dakota that are going, who's going to help me? Nobody. I got to do it on my own. So at some point, we got to tell these farmers, yeah, it sucks, but that's part of doing business. You know, I mean, where does
well, in this
stop?
Case, though, but really, the 16 days is what we're talking about. There was nothing other than reporting delays. That's why, at least in my knowledge, I'm asking if any others were so horribly disrupted here. I mean, we again have dire consequences that Senator Heitkamp's talking about for Native families, for farmers, and for small business owners. Where's the stories? I want to hear them. Thanks, Brad. John Bismarck, last one to go here before the top of the hour, and then we'll be back to your calls after the news break. Go ahead, John.
I wanted to talk about Kurt a little bit, too. You guys are always fair, whether somebody agrees with you, don't agree with you, don't cut them off. There was a caller last week that was trying to say you guys are part of the problem or radio or whatever. I don't agree with that. But having said that, I do agree with Kurt. When Olvin comes on, you guys softball him every time. And I don't know if you're afraid that he won't come on again or what the deal is. And I'll say this. Olvin voted to raise the debt limit. He voted for cloture to allow the CR to go through. Then he voted to raise the debt. Then he voted for internet tax before that. He voted cloture on the Second Amendment. He put his phony amendment
in. Hey, John, we're up against the clock, so I do have to interject. I don't know that we have time to softball Senator Hogan, because the callers take vast majority of the time with Senator Hovind's on and Congressman Kramer and have raised every one of the issues you've just brought up. So the listeners and the voters hold them accountable.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.